yes, musical muses. It's musa tradition. Every Thursday we do this at this Tuesday. What did I say? Thursday. So it's going to be sponsored by
the good folks at Mullen and Mullen Personal Injury Law Firm
and Globe Life.
Globe Life.
All right, yeah. It's listed as biggest show coming to town. So AI is something that everyone obviously is talking about. Have you noticed all the businesses jumping on the AI train? Everybody's got to put AI, infused with AI, AI-powered solutions, all this. You're starting to see billboards with it up there now.
Yeah.
So we are in this year. Next year is going to be a huge explosion of AI. We've already seen it online in the fields of creativity. Some people are very tired talking about AI the same way, I guess, they, you know, we were tired of talking about internet when it first came out and people were saying, hey, internet, it's going to touch all aspects of life. And we were all like, we got paper plane tickets. They're good enough. But of course, I think now the world is waking up to this technology is going to change our lives the same way the internet changed our lives. I mean, think about how much of our life is spent online and communicating online and how much of our business, daily business, is conducted online, socially as well as financially. So what does it do for creativity? Well, generative AI is going to be huge in the world of music, and there have been several big pieces published recently about how generative AI is going to change the music business. Now, generative AI is different than what music. I'm going to cover here in a moment. Generative AI is where you actually use the AI to create the musical ideas, create lyrics. It will write the lyrics for you. It can create the music for you. And when you have a song that was completely written by a computer, right now the ownership rule is still whoever told the AI to create that, they are the owner of that product. But who knows, that may change, because once businesses start selling, hey, use our generative AI to create your music, and then we get a piece of all those hit singles that come as a result of it. And of course, we're going to have AI generated artists who are not even based on real people anymore. They're just a creation the same way in Japan right now. You know, one of their biggest musical artists, I forget what her name is, Miku, or what's that, the name of the one who is a hologram that basically has hit singles and all that. So it's going that direction. But one founder of a company, Sherry Hu, who's the founder of Water and Music, she said this: the concept at the core of why creative AI could be so disruptive is that the friction between having an idea and manifesting that idea in the form of the creative work has essentially gone down to zero. And we started seeing this with laptops and people being able to create loops and beats back in the old days, which sounds almost antiquated now, creating beats and loops. And that was cutting edge at one point. Now that's old hat. Is that you don't have to learn an instrument and do all that stuff anymore. You know, and that was the barrier to entry to so many people who couldn't create music, was because they didn't know how to get any ideas that they had down into a listenable form. Creative AI is going to take care of that for us. So that's kind of cool. That's one aspect of it. Second aspect is there's just funny stuff that's coming out right now. In these early early days, we're getting all this cool, funny stuff. Like, you may remember the song Barbie Girl, but you may not remember that not Johnny Cash sang it.
Hello, I'm not Johnny Cash. I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Oh, come on Barbie, let's go party, 'cause I'm in a Barbie world. If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever, friendship never ends. Up in my hands, up to playing my song. The butterflies fly away.
Prince Miley there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a party in the USA.
Man, I'd listen to that all day.
Isn't that awesome that we could just have Johnny Cash sing whatever song we want now?
Sure.
Such a classic voice. What an incredible voice he has. And that was done by a guy named There I Ruined It. That's his YouTube channel. And I think he's in North Texas. I think this guy may be a listener.
Okay.
So,
how do you think Johnny Cash would feel about that?
You know, I bet you those guys, their initial knee-jerk reaction would be very protective of this. The thing that I think is the best thing for them to do is somehow route it into revenue streams for themselves. It's going to happen, so to try to stop it is not good. Mm-hmm. You need to do a little, what is it, jiu-jitsu or taekwondo, which is the one where you use their power along with you to further your ends.
Yeah. The force?
The force. You just got to use the force and just say, hey, look, I'm all for everyone making money on this. I just want a little piece of everybody's creation since you're using my voice or my likeness.
Yeah, I mean, it's the new definition of likeness, audio likeness.
Yeah.
I would think these families would have a problem with, and we've got to have some new legislation here in the next year or two about... But they need to be compensated.
Yes, but there is going to be this Wild West period before the law catches up with reality. Yeah. And so we just got to enjoy the fruits of that time before the artist can get compensated for it, because it'll be a bunch of crazy things like Johnny Cash singing Barbie Girl and Party in the USA and things like that. Now, the crazy thing is this is like an infant, all right, or a toddler, just taking its first steps. So it's going to get so good that it'll be, I mean, like, I already think that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty much like Johnny Cash. Here's one. You bet you didn't know this guy sang Every Breath You Take. See if you can identify this singer. Okay.
Just a little bit of progression.
This song always kind of beat me.
Oh, yeah,
really like
great
it. Is it a pillow puncher for you?
Yeah.
Think about some girl you're stalking. All right, who's the singer?
Every breath you take. And every move you make.
Is that Paul?
Mm-hmm. Every bond you break, every step you take, I'll be watching you.
Wow. That's awesome.
Every single day.
It's like young Paul, too.
And every word you say, every game you play, every night you stay, I'll be watching you.
Gotta hear this next part.
Yeah, this is the most Paul-like part.
Oh, can't you see? You belong to me. Our poor aches.
So, now the way this one's done is different. This takes Sting's voice, and you can tell because Paul would not go down on those lines. Paul would not go, every breath you take.
Yeah.
He wouldn't fall off at the end. He would just keep it real pure, right? No, boopsy boopsy. But it's Sting's actual voice, but they've Paulized it. So it's like not completely fake Paul voice.
Huh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
I don't know how to describe it. It's taking Sting's
like
voice and putting
put
a Paul patch over it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what a lot of these that you'll see on YouTube are. They're the original vocalist, but then just turned into another vocalist. Then there's these are the ones I'm most fascinated with, because I would buy an album of this. You guys, I don't know if you're like me. I like artists from different eras, the previous generation eras. Well, I got into went on a big Frank Sinatra kick. Loved Frank Sinatra. Got to see him at the very end of his life. He was playing Will Rogers Auditorium.
What a great
decision.
I went
to go see him. I think it was in 97, 98, somewhere in there. Well, if you came out with an album of Frank Sinatra singing people's songs, I'm there.
Yeah.
And to me, this is not someone else's voice. This is pure fake Frank Sinatra. Pure real fake Frank Sinatra singing other songs. Listen to him doing Careless Whispers.
I feel so unsure.
Hey, this song's finally listenable.
So take your hand and
I'm with
lead you to the dance floor.
As the music dies, that's something in your eyes. Cause still light a silver screen, and only it's still music. I'm never gonna dance again. My guilty feet have got no rhythm. No, it's easy to pretend. And no, you're not a fool. Should have known better than the cheat of brain. The wasteless chance that I've been given. So I'm never gonna dance again. The way I dance with you.
That's so ridiculous. And this one I thought of you on, George. See if you know this one.
Coming out of my cage, I've been doing
right,
just
the Killers.
Fine. Gotta be down because I want it all. It started out with a kiss. How did it end up like this? It was only a kiss. It was only a kiss. Now I'm falling asleep and she's calling the cab while he's taking a smoke and she's having a drag. Now the
that could have been a hit in 1955.
Yes. Much better than the original version of the song.
Yeah. So basically, we can have anybody sing any song.
Yes, this is awesome.
Pretty
this
interesting.
Is such a playground for music lovers like this. And then this is, to me, the most... I'll end with this one. Another Frank Sinatra singing an unlikely Frank Sinatra song.
This one Donnie was talking about.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. I've been blasting and laughing for so long that eating my mama things and my mind is gone. And I ain't never crossed a man who didn't deserve it. Maybe treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking. Or you and your homies might be lined in chalk. And I really hate a trip, but I got a load. As I croak, I see myself in a pistol smoke. Oh, I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be. Like on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the street light. Been spending most their lives living in the gangster's paradise.
Sinatra singing Coolio.
So great.
Gangster's paradise.
I'm with you. I'll buy the double album.
I would buy this album. I would buy Frank Sinatra singing like classic rap hits,
yeah.
Whatever. How awesome would that be? And Sinatra's family can make tons of money if they just partner with a... the latest cutting-edge AI company that can do this. I mean, these are all fan-created. Someone sitting at their home can do this now?
I mean, these are the fans.
I mean, these are the fans. Look at that. So it's an exciting
time
right now.
It's incredible.